This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Baghdad on Friday, confronting security forces, including on two bridges leading from Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified Green Zone. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites. But they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Security forces have killed at least 250 people in Iraq in anti-government protests in the past month. Hong Kong police defended their crowd control actions on Halloween during a news conference Friday. Kong Wing Chung is with the Hong Kong police.
We have spotted around 20 to 30 masked protesters in the Vendetta mask, chanting slogans, and we cannot assure or we cannot confirm whether they are violent or not.
On Thursday night, police fired tear gas to break up crowds in the Central Business District and were heckled by revelers, complaining they were ruining the party spirit near the upmarket club district of Lan Kwai Fong. Meanwhile, Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrest that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. A police spokesman said that his office had received several applications for permission to demonstrate, all of which had been denied. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This